Yeah, this here is Don Julio 70. It's so when you see white, when you see it clear, you're thinking, oh, that's La Cornitos. But this is actually añejado. So it's
really
it's like unbelievable.
Ooh.
The only way to drink it is freezing cold.
Oh my, it's you can't tell, but it's a freezing cold bottle. It looks like it for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cold. Now I you guys are gonna get, I ran out, so you and I are gonna have to drink out of the blue ones, but I'll get, I'm gonna try to get some more of these little shot glasses. But these shot glasses,
Doc's Unique Collectibles signature shot glasses.
No way. That's so cool.
These will be for you guys. Super
sick. Hey, dope.
Touching my glass.
We'll post a picture of
that. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, but I ran out. Those are my last two. Those, I was giving those out as prizes at one of the Comic Cons we did back in, I think it was 2019 or 2018. Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
So
we got some. We really got some unique collectibles here. Then.
Yeah, definitely.
and it's just a token of appreciation for you guys.
Hey,
you
know, thank
doing
you.
This and coming out here with us again.
Very nice.
Promoting what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get to it.
And it's not like, Cornelius, if Pepe ever watches this podcast, it's not like that. Cornitos, that liquid trash.
It's always on special.
Yeah. It's always on special.
Nobody wants it.
Nobody wants Hornitos Pepe.
You know what's great? Because there's a rule of thumb I was always told. When you smell Thank a tequila, you. It doesn't make you gag. That's how you know it's good tequila.
Oh, man.
It doesn't make the ha. I don't know if we should leave that part in. And so the viewers.
I'll speed through it.
The viewers like at home.
Fast forward. Yeah. Since the beginning, I'll just fast forward. Oh man!
Yeah, you guys try it. Tell me what you think.
All right,
oh, let's do them up.
Let's do the cheers.
Cheers them up.
What the hell is in?
What the hell is in here? It's
you got the worm.
Did I get the worm?
It's probably the cork.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm gonna drink some cork.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank cheers. You
cheers.
Sláinte. Salud.
Salud.
What do you guys think? Take the cork out of there.
I don't want to put my hand in there.
It's God alcohol. It. It'll kill every bacteria anyway. So
there's no. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
Well. Okay. I sip it.
Oh. Is that what we're doing?
We didn't know.
I'm sorry, Doc. We should have prefaced.
This is actually good enough to like really be sipped and enjoyed. Though I feel like we really
bad.
Fucked it up.
I feel bad.
Look, I have
but damn, was that delicious. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I just...
That's really good. No, see, Doc's a man of class.
Oh, yeah. Because
he let us just ruin it.
I'm already groomed because of the fucking Hornitos, so...
Doc's over here just amateurs.
Yeah, we're barbarians. We are barbarians.
You see, Doc, that's why in the comic panel, you're the distinguished gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Me, put that on.
I don't know why they did that, but this was your wife, right?
Yeah.
Your wife. Tell her, wow, I'm like blown away. Dude, that's just amazing the way
did,
it came out.
She did a great job.
Never have I ever what looked so good.
I told her, I was like, damn, baby, think I got abs? I was like, she. Right.
So, yeah. Ahead of time, we know now to sip it. Don't trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're uncultured swines when it comes to.
We're going to have to find
it again.
Welcome back to Pub Crew.
Where we're uncultured in all the ways of fine liqueurs.
That's what happens when you just get offered Hornitos all the time, bro.
I know, hey, we don't know what good is.
No.
And then we run with it. Bunch of savages over here. Doc's over here. Bunch of uncultured.
Ooh. Ooh, man.
We don't know what good is the title of my love life, but
there we go.
It's too early.
When you hit the shot, the reason you're shooting it fast because you know it's going to taste horrible and you just want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You didn't want to do it with this. We messed up because once I downed that shot, I was like, oh no, that was really good.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't burn.
It doesn't.
It's got a smooth taste to it.
It was so good.
When I have really bad days, that's what I do. I'll just
sip on that. That's
I put my daughter to sleep.
Eases it.
On the, in the chokehold. Is that what we all imagine?
Yeah. Like, I put my daughter to sleep
in the chokehold.
And then I sit back and take a few sips.
Celebrate my title belt victory.
Walk away as the people's champ.
for at least one night.
For at least one night.
The other six nights, man.
Joe Rogan's on the side there commenting.
Yeah, right.
That'd be great. But as you can tell, we are actually on set. We are actually at Doc's Unique Collectibles, and should have had the address.
2077 North Saragossa Road.
I feel like you should have done this part. Why did I even bother?
That's why we work together.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I know the name.
That's a good tag team right there.
Two halves of a whole ass. Anyways,
and imagine your sandwich between this. Oh, so you get the biggest picture.
Okay, now I'm gonna just shoot it.
Yeah. Yep. That's where it comes into play. But we're actually fulfilling promises and oaths here, because Doc came through with the tequila, which you saw at the beginning of that intro. Thank you, Doc.
My pleasure, man.
That's
amazing.
Great.
It's really good.
It's
like,
really good for sure.
Oh my god. I feel so much cultured now.
I feel so much culture. I feel like I gained 20 culture points.
At least. Well, after I lost the 20 for fucking it up.
Yeah, you know, well, you're right back where you started.
Yep. I'm at a, you know, it's okay. We come out even.
Can I say that is the worst thing about, like, video game, like, competition that I, like, hate? Is when you, like, win enough games and then lose enough games to end up right back where you started. Yep.
So you're like, well, I guess we'll just call it a day.
Yeah, I did nothing. That's fine.
Uh-huh. At least I didn't come out worse. I just get gambling. Spent 50, lost 300, came back up, and you're like, you know what? I should walk away from this.
Yep. It's over.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man.
But I'm glad you guys liked it, man, because it's
thank you.
Really good.
That's really good. Yeah. You it's definitely really good, did not disappoint sure. with the hype up, with that nice cliffhanger from last time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. Beautiful. And we are actually on scene at Doc's Unique Collectibles. And as you can tell just from behind us, this is just the tiniest portion of what's actually in this store. I know Vic was getting some great shots.
Start rolling the clip.
Roll the clip,
it'll
Vic.
It'll take a minute. But cut Ryan out, because it's going to be weird. Anyways.
Just paired up with my voice. And you can see all the best unique collectibles all around
Doc's
Unique Collectibles. I don't know. I'm terrible. I can't see what you took pictures, so I don't know what we're looking at.
Oh, it's just a video.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So I look even worse. But I mean, definitely come check them out. Check out J&M. I mean, this is essentially part two.
Yeah.
This is part two to that episode.
Part two.
Yeah. We're doing it up, and then I'm sure you saw we'll post the nice little comic panel that our pub crew Doc, we got to mute phones. Oh, is it emergency? I'm sorry. Oh, pause.
You know what's hilarious is I was doing an unboxing a couple weeks ago. We were actually, Nayeli and I were unboxing the Grievous.
Oh, that Grievous is really dope.
It is
I
got to
nice take a picture
Grievous.
Of it. Yeah. You got to take a picture.
And it's hilarious because as I'm recording, my daughter calls me like four times, right? So one of those, I just go ahead and answer it. And she's talking her, you know, her head off and telling me, got to come home. But it's like, to me, I don't know. Best part of my video of the unboxing.
Yeah.
It was just the best part. So,
because it's like that sense of realism. Like, it's no secret here on Pub Crew. We're not a high-end production here.
Yeah.
It's just the realism. I'm like, shit happens.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Vic.
Damn.
Sorry. I was going to go over this on the fiscal meeting. the fiscal year meeting. I was going to bring it up in front of the board members, i.e. my three cats.
Yeah.
Milo HR, Clarence the PR, and then Percival's just the intern. He's too young.
We're still checking him out.
Yeah, to see what he could do. Yeah.
You know, but guys, it is high end production. Because I was really impressed with how it came out and the way it looked. My family's seen it; they love it. So it's
cool. Oh god, your family
parents.
Saw it.
Yeah.
Oh god, your parents saw it.
My parents. My mom really.
Oh god.
Liked it. But that being said, I do have to mention something, because she was like giving me this side look the entire time and like, I noticed you never mentioned me. And I was like,
oh no. Like, she is right though.
Yeah, she's right. But you know, my dad was like just staring at us the entire
that's true.
Time.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, well, dad, because he's right there.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, this is the sequel.
So what you're saying is you're blaming your dad. Fantastic.
I'm blaming my dad because it's his fault.
There we go.
But what I do have to mention though about my mother is actually J&M probably would have never existed without her. Like, I mean, J&M, Joe and Mary Lou, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, it was actually her idea.
I was about to
say, my dad's idea.
Wait a minute. Really? Have we never even mentioned what J&M stood for?
I don't think we have.
No, you just mentioned that, and I go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't think we've actually ever mentioned what J&M stood for.
Yeah.
So holy shit.
Joe and Mary Lou. So my dad and my mother, Joe and Mary Lou sports cards.
Yeah.
That's okay. How it started off.
Now I have to ask, do you feel any pressure to marry somebody whose name starts with M?
He didn't until right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know what? There was a candidate. Name started with an M and everything. No. No, no, no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. But I'm now going to look for somebody with an M. Yes, that's my goal now. That's to be an M.
I think you can even accept nicknames. Nicknames will be just fine too.
I'm going to just put it out
or
there.
Or a middle name. Middle name will be fine. It counts.
If your name's Miranda, Mary, Michelle,
Mary Lou.
Yeah. Meet me at the nacho cart.
Okay, fine. I get that. Mary Maria.
If your name is Maria, Mimosa.
Mimosa.
Sorry, that's just drinks.
Or her middle name could be Mamacita.
Mojito.
Okay, there we go.
Margarita. I'm sorry, I was still in the drink.
Mamma Mia.
We're talking about drinks. Sippy sip.
Oh man, sorry, I had to ask because that's the kind of questions, caliber of questions
we ask here.
Hey, this time we have to ask questions because last time I think we only got one question.
We got one question in 40 minutes into the
show. We got two. Technically two.
Was it two?
Oh, yeah, we went off topic on the second one, but it was definitely.
But it counted. The question was asked.
I think it was awesome though that we just kept going. So that was pretty cool.
We didn't ask the first question until like 40 minutes in.
But yeah, so Joe and Mary Lou. Sense for and my mom is essentially she gave the idea,
but it's interesting, Joe Angel, because if it wasn't for family, this would not survive. It really wouldn't. You know, my wife is phenomenal. She's behind all of this. She helps. She makes sure that this functions, and she gives me all of her support. Never questions. Never doubts it. And then I can't say enough about my mom and my dad too, because my dad, who's behind the scenes, he does all the accounting, which is the most vital part of everything, right?
For real, yeah.
Yeah.
He's there, and my mom is my cheerleader. My mom is probably my biggest cheerleader ever. She's, you know, the hoorah. She goes on YouTube and watches my videos 100 times and clicks.
Hell yeah.
And
so does my mom.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling you, what would we do without our mom?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You got quite a few views on the last one, too, I think.
Did you?
With this.
It was great. Like, that's why, like, I'm glad we're doing part two soon enough. So it's like we gotta fill that gap. We gotta commit to that promise of we're gonna come back with the second, with the sequel,
The squeakle,
the squeakle.
But really, in the way we're sitting right now, it is kind of like a squeakle.
Yeah.
Rollins me.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm very comfortable.
No, I mean that.
No, Vic.
No.
Unless we can get the auto tune, we're not doing it.
I can do that. Me, try to put some auto tune when I was singing that.
Hey, just gargle a little bit of the tequila. That helps.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know that?
moving on.
Yeah. Next question.
Start singing like T-Pain.
Next question.
Yeah, actually, I can do some José Alfredo Jiménez if you'd like.
Oh,
estoy en el rincón de una cantina.
Great, okay. We're gonna get flagged for copyright. Great.
That was too great.
That was too on point. Now we're gonna get flagged.
That's really good.
Let's keep going.
We should go to karaoke on Sundays.
We should have a singing crew.
Is that the threequel?
The threequel.
We all at karaoke drinking tequila.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, then I can give Pepe shit for the Hornitos that he always wants to drink.
Tell him.
Hey, Hornitos, this is good. It's good stuff, too. The Reposado de Añejado is good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's different, though, because it's not Hornitos.
Once you add time into the equation,
Yes. Yeah.
Like, a lot of stuff gets better with time.
Yeah, for sure. You couldn't even, huh? Couldn't even finish that one, huh?
Anyways. So what else are we drinking today?
Oh shit, you're right.
I got a whole
box of chasers over here. Hold on, let me arrange myself so I don't mess this up.
Not that we would need them because it's not Hornitos.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just like ragging on
Hornitos.
The watermelon though, it's
That's interesting.
Yeah, so this is Dos Equis wow. Lager Especial in four different flavors. Mm. We got watermelon, we got cucumber, we got salt and lime, and then I forgot the other one. Pineapple. Oh, pineapple.
La manzana del
Hold on. I'm getting a call, but it's not important. Hold on. Hello? Hello?
But yeah, so my mom was giving me a whole hard time. She's like, "You never mentioned me. I'm always around." I'm like, and she is though. She helps me out at Cielo Vista so much.
Who wants what?
They hung up. I'll take
that. That wasn't the question.
I'll
but
take,
okay.
I'll take anything.
Doc.
I'm curious about the cucumber flavored one.
Ooh. Joe.
Sorpresa me.
Cucumber.
Cucumber.
I want pineapple.
And pineapple. Ooh. The salt and fine.
Okay, I'll get the watermelon. That's cool.
Or did you want the watermelon? I'll take the watermelon.
Okay,
if you
wanted the watermelon. I'll get the other one.
I'm actually very curious about this one because the salt and lime I've already tried and that's pretty good.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had one of those. I don't remember. It was a Bach though. Like it had the sea salt and
lime and salt. Mm. Ooh. We should have brought some like bendy straws, you know? It's like,
oh, we should have made this
share from people.
What kind of budget do you think we run on this show?
Okay, my bad. We get
bendy straws, you madman?
Regular straws or nothing at all.
We have some mixed nuts and
pretzels.
Hey, you got your limes still right there.
I got some limes.
Oh, you got the limes. We didn't need the limes.
We drink it all up. You got the lime and the coconut.
I see. Doctor.
Oh, it's foaming out. Okay.
I win. I didn't get foam. Wait, does that mean I lose?
Who else got foam?
Mine's a little foam.
Okay, I guess you won then. You're the only one who didn't.
Cheers. I got no foam.
Cheers.
Cheers. I was like, y'all foam, so we had to.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, watermelon, kind of like a 3 right now.
Really?
I don't know if you want to try it. I don't have COVID, but
we got spares of you. We'll yeah. come back to it. There's plenty.
I'm so glad I had the little not Cheetos that you gave me to eat before this.
How's that cucumber? No,
I'm the same as Vic. I think this is a 3.
I like pineapple, and this is just kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sad. It's like,
is it like if there somebody left a pineapple there and left it for like a week and then took it out like and then left it for 3 months?
Yeah, like you can kind of taste pineapple minus any sweetness. Any sweetness of what would have been the pineapple? No, it's not there.
And that's the thing. That's what I was scared of is that it really is just a Dos Equis with like fruit flavoring.
It's like not, someone put like a chunk of pineapple in it. And then siphoned it out after. It,
yeah.
And then was like, here you go.
Yeah. It's got the essence.
I was expecting it to be like the cucumber lemonade.
Oh.
Taste.
We all had high hopes for our flavors.
Yeah. Because especially
salt and lime. The salt and lime is that one.
It's Dos Equis with salt and lime.
I don't think you can fix that up.
Oh. I was going to fix this. Oh.
There
you go. Doc's on to something. The most knowledgeable person at this table right now.
He is the class one. He's the one who brought the Don Julio. So
it's true. My man knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He's like, spice it up. Oh, is that your superpower? You can just class things up?
Take notes, Pepe.
Dude, that's so sick. I wouldn't want that to be my
superpower. He's just dressing his own.
Okay, I got the first question of the day. If you guys had to have a superpower, and it couldn't be like the OP superpowers.
Okay, now it's good.
Like, now it's good?
He
had to dress it up, and now it's better.
Some lime and salt, and now we're talking.
Cucumber's better. Apparently already has lime and salt.
That's some watermelon.
I feel like you can't fuck that one up, though, because I've had the lime and salt, and it's good, because it's just dressed up Dos Equis.
I mean, you could add some more lime, I guess, but fuck it. Superpower.
So a superpower that's not overpowered. Like, you can't just be like teleport.
You can't say Kryptonian.
Yeah. Like if you're like an S-rank mutant, you can't pick that power. Like you can't just regenerate. But like if you could have like a mediocre power.
Some nerfed Nerf superpower.
You're not the superhero, but like you're like their descendant, like six you're generations in.
You got the ass end of the abilities.
Oh, like a Hawkeye.
You know what? Yes.
I mean, he's got good target.
Yeah, but then he ages.
He ages and he can get hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, hey, all you Hawkeye fans, I'm nothing wrong against it. I love his character.
Love Legolas.
But.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Superpower. What would be a good superpower?
To turn this Dos Equis into something better.
So a qualified bartender?
Not just any qualified bartender. The qualified bartender.
Yeah.
The guy who just knows. I want to attend
all the mixology.
They call him Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That's gonna be your superhero name, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix. Okay, yeah. That's it. Your tag, man. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's a good one. It's a good one. I would probably go with the ability to like to understand, but not master any of basic road complexities. And what I mean that is like directions.
Oh, like, so you want to be able to be like, hey, how do I get here? You ask somebody and they tell you the direction and you'll know.
I got it. It's like the best sense of direction, but with the least amount of detail.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to want to go up there. I think it's about 3 miles. I don't know. And take a solid left. If you pass the shack, you've gone too far. Take it back. Yeah. About 2 steps. I think it'll be all right.
You're like offline Google Maps.
Yeah.
We'll call you the Googler.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't call you the mapper either, because that's a really bad connotation. What would your name be, though? We need a name.
For me?
Yeah.
Say Googler.
MapQuest.
I still like the Googler. Yeah,
well, look, we all picked Joe's name. Y'all picking my name.
How about we just call him the Roadmaster?
That has other implications behind it. there's other. You know what? No, Roadmaster's fine. Yeah, I'll take it. You know what? I'll take it.
The Roadmaster.
Because the directions aren't free.
There you go. Okay. It's like.
I'm sorry, you got to pay the toll.
When they were naming. You know how in Sith. And this is probably going to get me in trouble, but oh well. They call him the Lord Sidious or whatever Sith they were, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
And that's one of the reasons why they went even with Vader. They didn't call him Master Vader because it just would have sounded horrible. They went with Lord Vader, you know.
Mm-hmm. He gave him the Darth, too. Like, you want to call him something besides Lord, call him Darth. Don't call him Master. Yeah. He gets a little edgy with that one.
George, I just imagine George Lucas there like, I keep wanting to say Master Vader, but that ain't right. Yeah. That's not right.
Just didn't sound right at all.
Sir, so we're too far into production to change his name.
Yeah, I'm glad they did that from the get-go.
So we're missing Doc and Vic. All right, what do you got? Doc, what's yours?
Mine.
Master Vader.
Oh, God, no, man.
I know how to treat oneself.
El treater. No, I think if I had a superpower, I would love the ability to, I guess just because Spider-Man is my favorite, to have those reflexes, you know?
Oh, okay.
So just a slightly above average reflexes?
Yeah, okay.
You'll be that guy that every time you see on the videos, where like someone like catches something from falling. Oh, after they catch it, they're like,
"None's coming up." But you know, I can move fast because I can tell you, I am the worst puncher. So at least I can duck and move.
Yeah,
quick.
But if
I can
you
bob
don't
and
get
weave,
punched,
I can
yeah,
bob and
if
weave.
You don't get punched. That's a big thing. I actually have two, and I can't tell which one is more useless and which one I want to pick. But the first one is turning like myself and inanimate objects different temperatures. So like if my beer gets warm, I can cool it, you know, like Because I'm fully in the, like, this is like a useless superhero power, but I'm going to use it every day.
Hey, man, you want me to chill that beer for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it getting a little warm? Let me chill that for you real quick.
I love Jaeger. Always have chill Jaeger.
Oh, bro, forever. I just bought this Jaeger off the shelf. Bring it here, man. Yeah. I got you.
So we'll call you the chiller.
But the other one was turning anything I touch into the color that I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you just gonna fuck with stop signs all day or what?
Pretty much.
That's the first thing I'd probably
do. Green stop sign. Yeah.
That's the first thing I'd probably do is
menace. Yeah. To society.
But think about like building up a whole storefront, and you like selling high end sneakers with like custom paint jobs. Like selling. Like,
I didn't see the monetary
stuff.
Principle.
Yeah. Oh no, I thought about it. That's why I couldn't think between the two.
Everything would be blue, Doc.
So one, you'd be great at parties. Mm-hmm. One, you'd be a great businessman.
Exactly.
I tell you, cars, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have this in blue?
That's fair.
Give me like 2 seconds. Yeah. I'm going to need you to turn around really quick.
All right, if I get you a blue one in the next 10 seconds, you have to promise me you're buying this car.
Right, I want to see where you're going to get it from. You're going to have to turn around real quick.
And just mess with
everybody. I turn their hand pink. Sorry, I get excited sometimes. Right.
Mess with everybody who's colorblind.
Oh, I am colorblind, which is the worst part. I'm never going to turn anything red because they're going
to
be like...
I was about to say, damn it. I was like, how does that work if you're colorblind? How, like, someone's like, I want this red. You're like, I'm going to try my best guess.
No, can do. I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is. Yeah. Bro.
You're like, could you describe that?
Best I can do is like a hot pink. Dude, are you cool with like a hot pink?
I'd probably pull that off. I can do like a purple.
Yeah, so like the temp would be a good name for the first one. A chiller would be sick. I like chiller a lot. That sounds way cooler than my name that I thought of.
What did you think of
the temp?
Oh, okay, that was what you thought.
Temp. Change the temp. Yeah. The temp.
Okay.
Mr.
Okay.
Chiller, not to be confused with Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. No, nah, it doesn't go that far. it's just chill it.
Chill.
But the color one, I don't know. That one, I just wanted to make money.
Mr. Freeze thinks he's all that, but he's not out here getting invited to frat parties. I'm the guy you want.
My costume is a toga.
That's great. Yeah. I don't know. It kind of sounds like you're leaning more towards that power than changing colors.
I feel like I just want to party. I feel like that's just that's my superpower. I want to party whenever I get. I will be like, what's the name?
Spuds McKenzie
from Futurama.
Or you just want?
I'm so tired.
I just want to rest. The last part.
Yeah. Sorry, that was my question.
That was great. that was really great.
That's a good question.
Oh, man. Custom Funkos? You don't think people want the custom Funkos? You don't think people want different colored Funkos? You don't think... I could make a million.
Oh, I started looking. We have custom Funkos?
I know. I was like, where the hell do you have custom Funkos?
You will with this guy.
Exactly. I could be a collectible Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I want the variants. What colors are they?
Yeah.
What outfit do they have? I can make it.
Yeah. Imagine getting like a Street Fighter thing and then having all of them in
all
alternate
the
colors. Yeah. Ah.
Was it Street Fighter 4 that had like all the crazies?
Yeah.
Colors.
Oh, and the Street Fighter Third Strike too. They had some crazy. But anyway.
Sorry, we weren't a gaming tangent. My bad.
We'll talk about that next week. Tune in next week for Street Fighter Talk.
Or the Streetest Fighter.
Because the game will be out by then.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's probably out now by the time this comes out.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, it'll be out now.
Yeah.
So then you have a proper discussion.
Yeah. There but go. Anyways.
Good topic.
This is the chiller.
The chiller.
Yeah. Isn't that movie that just plays like horror movies? That movie channel? The Chiller?
The Chiller.
Or something like that?
There's something out there like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. But you have the in front of it.
Oh, okay.
Legally, you're fine.
That's what I was afraid of.
Legally, you're fine.
I didn't want to give them free publicity or anything.
Yeah, no. You having the makes you legally okay.
Right.
You'll be all right. Okay. There's no trademark infringement here.
Sick.
So we should ask at least...
Yeah, sorry.
No, that was a great conversation. But I want to know more about Doc's unique collectibles. Tell us a little bit about it, Doc.
Yes.
Oh, that's me. Thank you, Don Julio.
I was just kind of looking that way, hoping.
No, well, we are a unique location for high-end collectors. Well, let me rephrase that. For collectors, period. Because mm-hmm. we'll carry anything from a really awesome selection of Funko Pops.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To yep. Action figures from McFarlane, Super 7, Marvel Legends.
We got NECA in here.
NECA's one of, you know.
Joe, into the mic.
Yeah.
You got NECA in here. I didn't want to say it into the mic just yet because it's dog's time. But,
oh, you're right. My bad.
It's okay. No, from Lounge Flies. But really what I wanted to do, and this is one of the things that I kind of always envisioned, because growing up as a kid, these things didn't exist, right? Back in the 70s, none of these high-end action figures that were superposable,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, or statues,
the scale that they come in now, that wasn't even a thing.
It wasn't really. So
Bay Mace Windu over here.
Yeah,
Mace Windu. I love Clone Troopers, bro.
Yeah, Clone Troopers are so cool. They're awesome. So for us, it was Mego, you know, or mm-hmm. whatever little action figure we can get our hands on. Star Wars obviously was big at the time, so that was really awesome. But then, you know, time passes by, and a lot of these specialty shops, like we used to get our toys at Gibson. There was a place called The Globe that was on Montana. Kmart, obviously, right?
We mentioned KB Toys.
My brother was a manager at a KB toy store in Laredo, Texas, when I used to live out there.
Nice.
And he would just help me out with getting some of the cool stuff out there as well. So, you know, it went away thanks to big box retailers.
Oh yeah,
those places went away, right?
Yeah.
So now, how do you get your high end collectibles? It has to be online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happens when you shop online? You know, you see it looks great. You think it, you know, you think that's what I want. Then you get it and it's not what you wanted.
There's
or it
so
arrives
many
damaged
variables.
Or it gets lost or they get stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, that's the risk of convenience these mm-hmm. days, actually.
Ordering from even the distributors, and I guess I shouldn't say the name. But like,
yeah, let's not.
Mr. Black.
A lot of my stuff has been coming in damaged lately. Just the other day, I had the box was just terrible, absolutely terrible. It was all crushed in and everything.
Man.
And I'm like, oh, God, I hope there's plushies in there. You know? Yeah.
When you see the bunch, you're like, please let it be something crushable.
Yeah, yeah. So I opened it up, and no, they were Weapon X Wolverine statues.
Oh,
like the
shit.
PVC from the Diamond Gallery.
I can still crush on that.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, now I have to take the guys out of the box in order for them to be appealing.
Yeah. Now you call them battle damage.
Exactly. Yep. Battle damage.
Oh, man.
But so that's the thing about ordering online. And that's not the first time it's happened. I've had large scale predator, like the predator that you have over there in the front, Doc. Large scale predator figures, boxes are dented. Same with some Jasons that I brought in. A lot of stuff, and it's just cool, you know. And it's probably not the distributor.
And
but
that's one thing, like, yeah, because that's all part of shipping. Like,
right.
That's the risk. And the thing is, like, it's one thing to happen to, like, you guys or even retailers and stuff that try to sell this. And then you buying it at home, putting down a pretty penny to have it shipped personally to you, and then that's your experience.
Yeah.
Really, really. Yeah, it sours the whole experience when it's like, it doesn't have to be that way. Because at least if you guys, you get a number of them.
Yeah.
There's a chance at least 4 of the 6 are good. And you can still go get
it. It's exactly.
Yeah. I don't mind, because sometimes that's the risk, because the way the box got bent, got crushed, whatever. You're like, these two are pretty much trashed. I mean, the boxes, but these are the 4 still good. They're mint. And that was the risk. Opposed to that, you order the one for yourself, a $500 figure or statue, and then all of a sudden that disappointment that arrives at your door, or it doesn't even arrive at your door.
Or it does, but then it just mysteriously walks away.
Exactly.
So, but that's I'm sorry, bro.
No, go for it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say real quick, not even just with the toys that I was ordering. When I was first moving into Cielo Vista Mall, we had ordered some glass display cases. And
oh, wow.
We got a whole bunch of them in, but I was like, I need one more. I do need one more because it was all off. It was off. So I needed one more. It would be perfect. And for some reason, just that last display case, they would send me, they sent me the display case, the whole thing, and it comes in parts, right? So you got to put it, assemble it yourself. Put it
all right.
together. And one piece was completely shattered.
It Damn you, IKEA.
Front. It was the front. Like these display cases that you have here. Mm-hmm. It was the front of it that was completely shattered. So I'm like, God
damn. Of all the pieces to be messed up.
Yeah, it's the front. So I call him up, hey, man, it's totally destroyed. It's just like marbles in your hand, you know? So yeah. I called him, hey, man, I need a replacement piece. It arrived to me completely destroyed. Like, yeah. Okay. So they send it to me again, and it's just the glass this time. Open it. I barely lifted it the second time, right? I barely lifted it, and I just like, shh. I'm like, you've got
Dude,
to be shitting
so
me. So the second time, the front, it was completely shattered again. And I was like, God damn. So I call this guy up. I'm like, look, my guy.
Do you guys know how you're shipping this shit?
I was like, I know you're probably not the one packing, but you got to tell whoever the hell's packing to, mm-hmm. like, you know, take care of this. It's fragile.
It's Italian, man. It's you got to take it's got to take a little bit more care for it.
So, yeah, finally I got the glass for it. And
jeez.
But it took like 2 months for that to finally come together.
Damn.
And wow.
And that's the thing, though. You get it, and there's so much disappointment. Then you have to go through the aggravation of what you do. Pick up the phone, call them mm-hmm. up. Hopefully they'll listen to you.
Yeah.
They'll get you something taken care of. And I've heard horror stories. Well, sometimes they'll tell you, you know what? Yeah. They're not going to help you.
Yeah, c'est la vie. Sorry.
Or it takes you a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get it fixed, and it's stressful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of go back to the old-fashioned way of shopping for really nice collectibles where, you know, you get to see it. You kind of hold it in your hand, and
yeah.
you're like, yeah, this is what I want. And that's one of the things that I tell all my customers is, I tell them, look, when you're going to invest in something, it's got to be something that when you see it, you're so proud of it.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not something that, well, I didn't buy the statue because it was $600 and I kind of went with a hot toy because it's only $300 and I can afford that and not the statue. But then why did I buy it? I should have mm-hmm. waited. You know,
you could have got the $600. I wouldn't have been like, damn,
that's the worth everywhere. So I even we talk to them about things of that nature because we want them to see. I don't see it as you're spending.
Yeah.
I see it as you're investing.
Oh yeah, for sure. In these, yeah.
This is art. This is really, you know, sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Some people won't understand it, but it's really art.
Can you guys hand me another beer, please?
Oh yeah, which
I'll
one?
Take cucumber or pineapple? Pineapple.
Cucumber, because it's the first one I pulled out.
Throw some lime into there, man. Some salt.
Throw some lime in the cucumber.
Heard from Doc. He knows what he's talking about.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try it without, but I'll probably add some.
Yeah. Sure. You got to get a baseline. You got to get a baseline, and then you'll know where to go.
Yeah, try it without anything, you know?
Yeah, exactly. True, that true, way you have that barometer of saying, anything, it won't go below that.
Yeah. I know where the disappointment is.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have listened to Doc to begin with.
Exactly.
Then the
life
other,
advice from
that's
Doc?
A, that's the second superpower is to fancy things, dress things up. And I didn't even listen. That's a superpower.
Anyways, you should have fucking listened. But sorry.
Speaking of like investments, that's the thing for me. I've never really been into collectibles. Like growing up, I was always the type of person that was like, well, I'll just like buy a video game and play the video game to death. But that's sort of like my type of collectible. Because now even like Super Nintendo games and 64 games.
They're so expensive.
They're so expensive. You know? So now that I'm getting into collectibles and I'm like, well, damn, like this statue is super sick. And I just saw the Poison from Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I'm probably going to come back for.
That is such a nice.
It is super sick.
That's so cool.
And I don't know, just the... The fact that the character is just so, like, I don't want to say, like C-lister, but, like, it's just, it has a weird history, and it's not, like, one of the most popular characters. So the fact that it got, like, a whole statue, me, put it up right now, and just in case.
There's a fan base for it, is what it is.
And that's
it
what
it exists.
And see,
and I can see why.
And that's the thing, though, when you get these statues or even these action figures that you get to pose and use your imagination, there's a story behind it.
Oh, yeah.
What is that story? Well, that depends on you. What story do you want to create behind that? And it could vary from week to week, month to month, because we as true collectors, that's what happens. We just engage with what we invest in, and we find that appreciation for it, and our minds just go.
Oh, yeah. Like, one thing, yeah. That's kind of like that, and I feel like it's the perfect, like, explanation for that type of thing, is, like, one of my favorite animes, yeah, fucking animes. We're at a collectible shop anyway.
Oh, we have anime.
There's anime. I'm looking at several anime things right now.
Yeah. In here, yes.
There's the whole Cowboy Bebop.
I know. I'm like,
we had a couple cool statues with Bebop.
Oh, no way. Oh. Yeah, that's super sick.
Doc has more anime here than I do in my shop.
But, like, this anime, it's called Beck. This is just the dog that shows up. He's a mutt. But the main character, he goes and gets and looks at, like, different, like, music shops, and he finds a guitar that he wants. And, like, every week he's, like, working his ass off, and he goes and looks at the guitar. And even the people are like, hey, do you want to play it? And he's like, no. You know, like, this is what I'm working for, you know? So, like, that stuff to me is kind of the same way that you have to kind of look at how people view collectibles. You know, it's like, this is a way for me to appreciate the art form that I'm really into, whether it's movies or films. Oh, sorry, that's the same thing. Movies or video games or TV or
animation.
Yeah,
cartoons.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's so much of it out there, you know. Obviously, we're not going to carry. I can't carry all of it. It's just too much.
There's a lot out there.
It, you know what? I never realized at the amount.
I got watermelon. I reached in.
La huita de melon. So it's just, we try to get as much of a variety possible.
Oh, shit.
Where you know for a fact that if you go to a local big box retailer, they're not gonna have it, and take the hassle away of having to order it online, because since we deal, you know, I even have my superhero shirt. This is my superhero Sideshow, because we are an authorized retailer for Sideshow.
Sideshow has some really solid pieces.
And you know what? They're a first class company. I mean, I deal with them day in, day out. My account executive, she is Wonder Woman. She helps me out so much, and it just brings me a lot of pride to be able to be a retailer for them, you know.
Yeah.
Because they have some amazing things that I can get through them, and one of the things that I wanted to do is to be able to bring a lot of these collectibles for our customers, actually. And I'll talk about the difference between customer and client, because there's also something behind that. But I wanted to get items that, you know, you're not going to have to worry about running from one big box retailer to another one, trying to find it. And then, yeah, they could have had it for $18. We have it for $25, but you spent so much gas and so much time.
So much effort.
We have it here for your convenience, you know?
It's already yours.
It's here. It's here. So so you save time, save fuel, and right now fuel's so expensive.
Yeah.
Give us an opportunity, you know? And that's why one of the reasons why, you know, Joe Angel and I, we kind of work together, because we want to tell our customers, hey, look, why go to a big box retailer? We probably can get it for you.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't have it, I'm always referring him. If he doesn't have it, he's calling me, because the best way is to support local. And
yeah.
And again,
why compete when you can collab?
That's right. Hey, mm-hmm. Listen, that's the biggest thing. And we need our clients, you know. And if you give me a few minutes, here's the difference between, and I found this very interesting from another buddy of mine who is also he owns his own business. He's actually an auto detailer. He doesn't wash cars. He's a professional auto detailer. They allow Anthony to even work on airplanes. But he shared something with me. He's telling me there's a difference between a client and a customer. Do you guys know what that is? You ever thought about that?
A difference between a client and a customer, huh?
A customer is mm-hmm. someone that will randomly walk in, mm-hmm. make a purchase, and leave.
Okay.
A client is someone that's going to come in and is going to support you and is going to be with you. And he knows that you're going to take care of him And if anything goes wrong, if something happens, they have that confidence and they have that trust that you're going to help him and he's going to keep coming back. Mm-hmm. We all need customers. I mean, granted, they're necessary, but we require clients.
Right.
Because clients will be with you through thick and thin. And I when him and I, when Anthony and I were talking about it, I was like blown away. I'm like,
yeah, that makes sense.
I never thought of that.
Well, I mean, for this whole time, I've been referring to my, well, as you would put, clients as just like my regulars, you know. My regulars are the ones who come in and they're the ones who I appreciate. They understand that I'm providing something for them. They enjoy it. They love it. They come to me. I help them out.
They'll keep coming back.
Especially at Tila Vista Mall.
He's getting the lime.
He got his baseline.
It's a lime.
Sorry, that was a mad scientist.
I didn't mean to cut in, but I saw him with a lime, and I'm like, I didn't want to say I told you, but te dije.
That's my mad scientist line. It's a lime.
But, I mean, especially at Tila Vista Mall, you get a lot of customers for sure. You know, you get a lot of people who go in. And there's even something my mother was saying the other day. We can hear them walking across, you know, our just the entrance, and we hear them like, "Oh, hey, by the way, I need to go get a birthday present first."
That's the tequila talking. I'm sorry.
That is the tequila talking. I get the birthday present. Actually, I do have a set of presidents available. They're like bobblehead presidents. So, not just the tequila talking, because I do have that.
The whole 50s.
Stop by now. Buy now.
Buy now.
I want a Teddy Roosevelt.
It's a set of four. It is one of the most random things I've ever had in my shop. It's Obama, JFK.
It's not even the founding father.
No. Obama, JFK.
That would have been way better. I would have bought that.
Also, I was like, wait a minute. JFK, you know
what? I am now going to look for the founding fathers. Just. Obama, JFK, Abraham Lincoln, and then Clinton.
who put that together?
I don't know. My dad came across it. Now we have it.
Somebody had their own draft of presidents.
This was their top tier presidents.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. I'm not dogging on it. I'm just like, who the hell put that list together? This is my top four right here.
Dog on it if you want. Dog on it if you want. That thing's a pain in my ass.
It's kind of like, I want to know.
That thing's a pain in my ass.
What was the board behind it? Like, this is the top four right here.
I don't know. My dad got a hold of it. Now it's in my store for some reason. And I'm just like, where the hell did this thing come from?
Now.
I just have one question.
A Pub Crew does not endorse any political or religious views that I've given in the show.
Does Clinton come with a cigar?
He should, right? But he doesn't.
First of all, Clinton always comes. Cigar or not? Sorry. I had to.
No. Hey, he did not have sex with that woman. Okay.
So anyway... What were we talking about?
So
I forgot.
Why traffic? Well, yeah, you're gonna go through Pebble Hills or go through Montwood, but why go through the hassles of a big parking lot and a lot of cashiers? Just come here; it's so easier. Or you know, just go to Joe Battle and J&M.
Especially
go to J&M and find the four bobblehead presidents.
That's at Cielo Vista, actually, not at Joe Battle. So,
but you can talk to Joe about it.
Don't.
Yeah, talking politics is all he wants to do.
People are going to come into my shop now just like, hey, by the way, where's that thing?
I heard you had some bobbleheads.
Yeah. Some presidential bobbleheads.
How do you feel about our current immigration?
Well, you don't see Donald Trump in there, all right? I'm just saying.
Holy shit. Pubcrew does not endorse any political
or religious or views on beer. Yes.
We've come across some weird stuff, bro. Like, one time we got a deck of cards. For some reason, it was just... I don't know why my dad comes across all this stuff all the time. It was a deck of cards, and they were, like, an Iraq deck of cards. For, like, it had, like, what? Saddam Hussein on it.
What the fuck?
And,
is it one like, of those, like, America's Most Wanted? Because I've seen that deck of
it
cards.
It wasn't that. It was, like, the war, the Iraq war. And what it was hell? A playing card oh, wow. deck. It was a playing card deck. So, you know,
oh,
you
I had heard
the...
a playing card deck.
And I was like, oh, no.
It was a playing was card it, deck, you know, so like hearts, diamonds. Wow. And on the pictures on it, they were like pictures of like the Iraq war and Saddam Hussein was on there.
Wow.
And I was just looking at this and like going like, where the hell did you come across?
And he's like,
this?
You're asking too many questions. You don't know where I just came from, but just know I'm alive and I came back with this. And you're like, all right.
G.I. Joe. It's the most messed up G.I. Joe episode I've ever seen.
But
well, sorry, we're killing Doc over here.
At least laugh into the mic.
It's the Don Julio. No, just
that's great. we're not sponsored, by the way.
Yeah. Not sponsored by G.I. Joe or Don Julio or Dos Equis.
Or Saddam Hussein.
Or the American Embassy, for I fucking know.
Oh, my word. If you would like to sponsor us, please reach out to our social medias and emails.
We're waiting. We have availability now. Call. Act quick.
Yeah.
My dad just picks up. And then again, that's how we do it. We pick up a whole lot of stuff. We don't really like to go on to individual things. And that's where we come across some of this weird stuff that's been
so
there.
Weird.
And it's like,
that's definitely taking like the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Like, you got to take what you got.
It's like, oh, we're going to pick up this box of anime stuff today. Oh, half of it is like half naked girl.
And you're like, I would have paid double.
You know what? I would have preferred the half-naked anime girls than like Saddam Hussein on a plane.
Joke's on you. I'd have paid more.
Can you guys make like a little, like as a throwback to like old school like video rental places, could you guys make like a beaded section?
This is the 18 and over section?
I just want to remind everybody that both Doc and I run adult toy shops.
Okay. Right? We do.
Is it fucked up? I was about to ask where.
That's a great callback. That's what we call a callback.
It took me a second, and I'm like, no, yeah, we did this.
Yeah,
I remember this.
Remember that?
Yeah. I was legit about to fall prey to it. Like, where? For the curious minds listening.
Well, you're in one right now.
Oh, where's the beaded section?
And just like, that one right there is battery operated.
Damn. He's not wrong.
No, his eyes light up.
Oh, I'm sure the head lights up.
Eyes. His ojos.
Oh, his ojos. Sorry. My bad.
What else lights up? What?
The lightsaber.
The head. The head does. The full head action lights up.
Full head action.
God damn it.
We need to stop. We need to. So this is what the crossover has evolved into.
Yep.
It's just a lot of sex jokes before.
Hey, to be fair, we got at least four questions in before things got derailed.
You're right.
Yeah, we did get four questions
in. That was awesome.
I haven't left this hard in a long time, so thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, you're welcome.
We're talking about people coming to my store to buy presents, but yeah.
No, not laughing at that. I mean,
that's how it started.
Yeah, that's exactly how it started, but no.
That's how we got to where we were today.
It's just, but you're right. It's the stuff that they bring in for trade or they want to
sell. Don Julio made me say presidents, so.
That's where we went into.
Also not sponsored.
Yeah. I wish they would. I mean, can you imagine if we got a sponsorship from one of these companies?
Can you imagine?
Hey, you're telling me.
Ooh,
I thought we were going to do like a dream sequence. Can you imagine?
Oh, we should, right? We should.
Brim, 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 brim.
Yeah.
Guys, Don Julio to sponsor
by now.
I literally just heard Don Julio just fucked me. And I was like,
I mean, I guess that's a type of sponsorship, right? They all can't be winners.
They all can't be winners.
But so I don't know what we really talked about last time, because you mentioned like people bringing in stuff, but like I know we kind of talked about like people bringing in like pops and stuff that are like, come on, dude.
And they're wanting to fight me because I wouldn't.
Yeah. Exactly. But like, did we cover like weird stuff that people brought in? Like, not really. that we mentioned, like
actual adult toys.
Like weird, like. Oh, okay, that's not where I was gonna go with it.
Oh, I thought
I was trying to pan off of it.
Oh, okay.
Unless that happened.
Right. That's right. Come on, come on.
Unless that happened. Has that happened? No. Okay. Anyways,
no.
Has anyone brought in like collectibles that you're like, the hell, dude?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what kind of establishment do you think this is?
Well, like I said, and then but
besides
like,
Spartan fight you over pops,
my dad picks up again. We get whole collections of things. That's how we prefer, right?
Yeah.
So. And then in the mix of it, like if those were the presidential bobbleheads that we had, that deck
came
of
in there.
Cards. Yeah.
So some odds and ends that you're like,
and, what? I mean, not that it's too off key, but it was interesting for sure. It's not something I get in a lot. We got a replica sword from The Legend of Zelda. And it's a real sword.
It's
a real sword. Well, it's a replica sword, but it's
made out of real material.
But it's made out of real sword.
It was metal.
Real sword.
You can unsheath it and everything. It's metal, but of course it's
that's cool. Blinted. It's a dulled, right?
Yeah.
It's a replica. It's meant to be displayed.
It's a replica. I know exactly that we don't really get in.
But that's pretty cool, though.
But you know, we've had some. We have had some like Playboy come through and everything. So I was like, okay,
hey, it's a collectible, isn't it?
Again, but that
collectible
all
for
that
someone,
stuff
that's for sure.
Comes in these bigger, larger collections that we get. And so you know, we're going through stuff. We'll come across cards of you know, lewd or just all out naked. You know,
that's a thing.
Playboys, and
yeah.
So my dad doesn't want to put any of that out, and he did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, I kind of like, I don't care. I have a small like comic book box that I keep the lid on it, and it says adults only. So
that's what you need to put in your beaded section. That's the beaded section you got to open up now.
Well, now I'm gonna write that on the very top of the comic book beaded section.
Uh-huh. Gotta span out the beads and be like, what's back here?
Well, the thing is, I have to go through the comic books a lot because there's a lot of raunchy comic books out there, dude.
Oh, for real?
Definitely.
Yes.
So,
except for the one that your wife put together. Whoa.
I don't know, man. It's kind of hot.
I don't know, man. I definitely would buy that comic.
Uh-huh. I'd want to see the storyboard on that one.
Yep.
But I do. I'll go through the comic books and I'll just like use the force to feel one out. Like, I don't trust this one. So I'll take it, I'll open it out, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that one's going into the adults only.
Right. Oh, yeah.
There are some very raunchy comic books out there, dude. So I have to take those out. I don't want those, like, the little kids going to the comic books, and they're just like, hey.
The biggest
80s, 90s, that's when things are kind of like, hey, man.
But now, even now, though, like, the ones that I came across that were pretty bad, it was a line called Belladonna. And that is just straight up like pornography. It really is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Man. And I was going.
What was that again?
He asked what that was again.
Is that with two L's?
And I was just listening.
Okay, no.
Two N's for the Donna?
Yeah, Belladonna.
Thank you.
Belladonna, that's for you.
I'll replay this.
I think I still have.
I've got him in the trunk of my car.
I'm not.
Hey, you want to check him out?
I'm not encouraging him, Cindy.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not telling him that I have Belladonna comics.
I don't know.
At
I feel pretty encouraged.
At Cilla Vista Mall in the adult box, right in front of the register,
right past the beaded section.
yeah.
So, anyways,
what are we talking about?
Things that have come by.
Ryan. Oh, things that have come by. No, you know what? We've never gotten anything off the wall. On the contrary, there's some. Excuse me.
Jesus. That was off mic. And everyone legit stopped and was like, Jesus.
I did that off the mic. My bad.
We made everyone legit.
We're all hungry.
I get burpy, man.
Well, I haven't eaten anything since before this.
That's
so,
not
you
true.
Know,
you like, had snacks.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I had
those,
not Cheeto snacks.
They're Pitos.
Pitos.
Yeah. Not to. to be confused.
Okay, for all my Spanish speakers out there, please don't take that the wrong way.
Not to be confused with either Cheetos or Cheetos.
So we had a Nayeli, mija, she can bring me the bag. Tráeme la bag de los pitos.
We are professional. We are professional.
You guys, really, please. You guys are getting this all wrong.
We are professional.
Right. No.
I know that you are, because I ate a bag of.
Wait. This is.
That's what people tell you to go eat every day of the week.
This is the best way. Let me explain. I've ever.
let me explain, please. Let me explain. Lucy, let me explain. No, these. So you have your Cheetos, you have your Doritos,
you have your Tito's,
you have your.
Well, because they're made out of. You know the vegetable, the peas.
Yeah. Yes.
So they're made out of. Thank you. Seriously, and they even have the Ninja Turtles.
Oh my God! I haven't left this heart. So long.
So see, these are.
Ninja. We're not sponsored.
We're not sponsored.
Ninja Turtle Pitos, guys.
Grab your bag of Turtle Pitos today.
This is.
It hurts.
You ever like ask for a sequel for something, and just like it lives up to your expectations, but not in the way that you ever thought it would.
You can't fucking write this shit.
So as you can see, this is what we're talking about. I ate a plate of pitos earlier. Okay, I'm just saying.
I ate a plate of pitos. Wait. Let me read the ingredients.
Please do.
It's got
how 100% pitos.
It's got pea flour.
A knife.
Oh, my stomach. Oh.
Where are we at in the episode? I can't.
We're obviously at the part with the pitos, okay?
We're at an hour minus all the bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Keep the cameras. Oh, my God. That was. Oh, it hurt. I teared up.
I'd just like to meet their marketing manager because, oh my God, what were they thinking?
Let me look at your pitos really quick.
First of all, you have to buy me a drink first.
Hey, they're vegan.
It's not too bad because they're vegan pitos, guys.
It's all natural. They cater for vegans, you know, because they can't eat a lot of the.
It's only 140 calories per serving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a light pito.
There's a lot of protein in
there. I don't think there's any protein. Oh, no, there's 4 grams per serving.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We're not sponsored. But Pitos, if you'd like to sponsor.
Oh, we are more than happy to be sponsored by Pitos.
I wouldn't object.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. That was. Oh, shit. Oh, God. So, God, yeah. I hope for you audio listeners, you heard all us dying in laughter.
So, definitely come check out the collectible shops that we have here in El Paso.
Yeah.
They're full of regular people, just like you and me. Laugh at dick jokes and drink tequila and drink beer and drink tequila and drink more beer. Yeah.
Oh, my word. That was hilarious.
Sometimes in that order.
But you know what? In all seriousness,
yes, please.
Holy shit! That was great, Doc.
Yep.
Thank you.
That was a very serious note,
Mr. Classy.
Mr. Classy. That's your new name. That's your new superhero name. The first one didn't pan out. I don't even know what it was.
I forgot.
But Mr. Classy.
I thought he was the dresser. Now he's Mr. Classy.
Oh, no. In all seriousness.
Mr. Classy sounds like a cat.
In all seriousness.
In all seriousness.
In all seriousness.
That's one of the things that I do tell our clients and our customers. You know, outside those doors, God, it's, the world's gotten so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And this is so healthy to laugh and just.
Oh, yeah. And good company, yeah.
A good company, just enjoying a good laugh and breaking away from the ugliness, you know? Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the spirit of Pub Crew over here. That's why we do this. And hey, take you away what day out of the week, get you a few laughs, have a beer or two. You don't have to drink. Just come in for the laughs and you'll be great.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell our customers and our clients. You know, you come in, talk to us, listen to some music, because we got some. I'm telling you, my music will go from, you know, superhero music to Latino music to what, you know, country, because it just... Music makes you happy. And then we got movies, and you can see all the stuff that were, you know, all these collectibles. It takes you back in time, and there's nothing, I kid you not, there's nothing like a family walking in and the dad going, "Oh my goodness, mijo, when I was your age, I used to mess around, and this is the shit." And you're like, "Oh man, that's why we do this." You know,
you don't even know about 80s and 90s Batman shit.
Yeah, it's just exactly. It takes them back, or the kids screaming, you know, "Ah, Dad, this is so awesome!" And so it's good. I'm glad we did this, because laughing and just enjoying it, and it's, you know, it's sane. We're not really going obnoxious or doing anything that's completely vulgar. It's fun.
Slightly vulgar.
it went PG-13, but
there you go.
It's you know, and I'm telling you, I don't like getting into. And that's one of the reasons why you won't see any of the heavy anime stuff with.
Gotcha.
Because I want families to feel very comfortable here. You know, I won't do any of the. If it's horror stuff, I'll send them over to you, because I know you.
We need that beat it section.
Definitely got that.
We need that beat it section.
But I have a. Pito section.
not the beat it section, the be dead section.
Tip your waiters.
Thank you.
It's me.
But so, and that's how we help each other out, right? You know, we carry a certain amount of things that, you know, J&M doesn't carry. J&M will carry a lot of stuff that we don't carry. But the thing is, above all, we want everyone when they go into our shops to have fun. You know, to enjoy the just checking everything that's out there, and enjoy that moment, because it'll make a difference.
Yeah. It's all part of the experience.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I think with that, we can wrap it up. Anything else you want to say to the viewers at home?
Yeah, my mom actually inspired J&M, just to get that clear. I want to make everybody, I want people to know that.
Great way to finish that off.
Part two recap. Angel's mom is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
Yes. Had everything to do with J&M.
Yeah.
She was the soul of J&M. Everybody else can
she's the M in J&M.
Continues to be.
Yes. Pitos, please sponsor us.
You can buy a bag of Pitos today.
Please come check out Dog's Unique Collectibles.
We don't sell Pitos here.
We're not sponsored.
And again, there any girl named Mary, Michelle, Madonna.
Maria.
Margarita.
Margarita.
We'll take it.
Magdalena. You're in the running to be the M.
There you go. Sign up now.
Come check him out at Cielo Vista Mall.
I'll be there, maybe. Yeah. I got some president bobbleheads.
Maryland.
You could definitely talk about. And where and where's that located at, Joe?
Cielo Vista Mall, located at
Cielo Vista Mall.
In the mall.
Right on Gateway.
For some reason, I can't memorize the actual address of Cielo Vista Mall. But we are also there on 1861 Joe Battle, just right here, 5 minutes away from Doc's Unique Collectibles. So if you come visit me, you should go visit Doc.
Mm-hmm. If he pointed in frame, can you put like a pin on like the Google Maps where he pointed to?
Yes. Just like.
And on that note, you can also check out Doc's Unique Collectibles. What's that place, Doc?
2077 North Zaragoza. And if you don't like going down Zaragoza, you can get us through, you can come over to our place through Mountwood or through Pebble Hills, turn on Sunfire, and it'll get you right to us, and you avoid that ramp traffic.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Terrible. Terrible traffic. Which
is, it's terrible. Yep. It's just a really bad congestion.
And you can find Pub Crew every week.
Every week. Check out our social medias.
YouTubes and your Spotify.
On all our audios. All the audios, yeah. I think, all at this point. Yeah, oh. We're on the iTunes, we're on the Spotifys, we're on the Pocket Cast, we're on the Google. We're on all the audios.
We got to double check that, by the way.
At least most of them.
Yeah.
I do want to mention, I will be going live a little bit later on Instagram today. I'm going to be breaking open a box of Disney 100. So, yes.
Is that today or today, like today when we release this episode today?
No, like today, Wednesday. It is.
Oh, we're
going to travel back in time with us as you see Joe's live.
Yes, travel back in time.
That already happened.
So a week ago, I opened up a Disney 100 box.
That's the one.
But just know on Wednesdays and Sundays, I do go live.
So this is
Instagram.
Going.
Oh, there you
this
go.
This is going live on the 2nd of June.
Monday. Can I make one of those little cards in the J&M? I mean, the J&M.
See, I always have you first spot. Nothing but collectibles. Because now that you mention that, also, just for all you collectible fans or serious collectible collectors.
That makes sense. Collectible collectors?
Yeah, I got it. Right?
Collectible got collectors,
it?
Yeah.
It sense. Registers.
June 24th and 25th, nothing but collectibles. It's going to be at Sunland Park Mall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So June 24th and 25th. On the 25th, there's going to be a cosplay contest. So,
ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Y'all want to dress up and see if you can get a good prize. They have three prizes that they give out. Last year we were there, it was really awesome. So go out there, check it out. It's always fun.
Sounds fun. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Me, yeah, put that at the fact, beginning before everything else, please.
If you want to do a podcast during that time, we can set up at our shop and have you there and do a live one.
Get with me after this. But thank you all for tuning in this week. We hope you've had a great time. We hope you've gotten a few laughs, at least as much as we have.
That's right.
Tune in next week where we will bring you just as much joy and possibly a threequel?
Maybe.
Question mark?
Is that what it's called, a threequel?
I don't
know. I think it's called a threesome.
Never mind.
Hold on.
Call the trio. Me out.
Don't worry, Doc. You can hold the camera.
So on that note,
I'm already sandwiched.
On that note, please join us next time, and we hope you have a great week. And have fun and stay cool.
It's getting hot outside, stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Posture check. You know, all that good stuff.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
Cheers.
Check you later.
Guys, take care.
That's from Days of Confused. I don't know if you guys caught that.